5. Okay, so now we're going to go to, I can go here, Facebook. Oh, this is great. I have all this time to grab the feed. Copy link. And then I'm going to bring it to...
Nothing like Sunday morning grabbing the feed.
There we go. Yeah, I can post this.
Oh, this is great. I have all this time to
grab. You got to turn that off. All right, I can close this now. Oh, did I publish it? The beauty of this is I have all this time. Okay. Click edit and publish and update. Published. All right, let me go here. And we're going to do this.
Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the GloucesterCast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro.
What are you talking about?
There you go. You're on.
We're live.
It worked.
It worked. We did it. We're teamwork.
I'm so excited to be part of the first new intro.
With the intro.
Congratulations.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's so awesome. It was fun to be in the band again. I tell you, that was important.
Well, the band Peek and You loves that kind
of thing.
Gloucester Cast 446. We got a small cast, but a powerful cast.
It is?
Yeah, you always big in the thunder.
I was going to bring my mug that was from the 250th, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah,
250, yeah.
So we should be getting a 500 sometime this year, maybe?
450. Oh, well, 450 is coming up.
The next big...
Okay. Are we making...
We're 446 right now. Well, that's up to Jim and Pat. Jim and Pat make the swag.
Mm-hmm. I love them. I love my mug. I use it all the time on the front counter.
No, I already have it planned.
I probably haven't said the key words that they made on there. We're locked in.
We're locked in.
You haven't said that in a long time, actually.
I know. As far as it's been since then, because we're using all this new technology now.
Yeah.
But this is GloucesterCast 446. I'll introduce Pauline Bresnahan.
Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. Jimmy Dalpiaz is right here.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And Pat is manning the keyboard.
Yep.
And she is going to... So when you type in questions, she's going to alert us to the questions and stuff like that.
Don't make them too tough.
Yeah.
It's early.
We don't want that. And we have very nice back. It's not a backdrop. It's foredrop. I don't know what you would call it. But Pauline, a thing of Pauline's super load, shitload.
Yeah, we've had a lot of questions about what kind of my shit. And so I brought some shit in.
You brought some shit in. We have, I'm going to have to get this right out of the way right now. Do we have any people already logged in?
Yes, I see Caitlin and Victoria Cooney says, hello, Pauline.
Good morning,
Joey Foote, Michael Bertolino, Jim Ellis. Good morning, Jim.
Hi,
Brenda
Jim.
Grimes Davis. Hi. Ed Collard.
Hi, Ed.
Alicia Cox.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Alicia.
Have they all shared?
And some of them have. I've got to start my list. Johanna Cassia says, hi, Pauline.
Good morning, Johanna.
Your mom is on. Hi, Pat. Dee Noble.
Mom.
Hi, Dee. And Paula Ryan O'Brien, who says that the intro was great. And V. Chipperini says, hello to Pauline.
Morning, Pauline.
You've got a lot of hellos this morning.
I think you're having trouble finding it on your iPad. Go to the Good Morning Gloucester.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
go to Good Morning Gloucester instead of Joey Shimataro.
Yeah.
So,
I did. Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi, honey. So we have three. We have three prizes today, and for the new people, we have a lot of regulars. But for the new people, this is the way it works. if you share the podcast on Facebook and you go to the comments and type shared, Pat is going to write your name down with the number next to it. And then about two-thirds of the way through the podcast, we're going to pick winners. The first winner that responds to say which gift they would like, they get that choice. So the first person gets picked. If they respond right away and it comes in through the comment, then they will get the pick of the three gifts and so
on. Good.
So first gift, Polly donated, and we're saving the other, you donated a couple of things, but we're going to save the other stuff next week. We're going to start out with her dipshit from Big Cock Ranch.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
No just, relation.
Very simple. All you have to do is add sour cream. I haven't had it yet.
Yeah, so I had some people in last week from Connecticut that come up, and whenever they come in, they buy a ton of it because it's their favorite dip. It's hot. It's got a little bit of kick to it. Yeah, it's Texas. They don't do anything without a little kick.
I like it.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, you can take one with you. I'll bring another one in for next time.
Well, you had to give me a couple, but I would have felt guilty if I took it away from
you. It's better to taste it, you know, and you can.
So, you know what I'm going to do next week? I'm going to have Pat and Jimmy bring in a thing of sour cream, and we'll mix it up right
now. Oh, that's a great idea.
We'll do a little taste.
Great idea.
So, there's that.
Good morning, Lois.
Number two gift, Cape Ann Museum. A year-long pass to the museum. You can go in there anytime you want at the museum that they were generous enough to donate. And number three, this is really something. It's from Nina. Testaverde-Good. Goodick is her married name. She owns, it's called Anasquam River Pottery, and she made a mug. I don't know how well you can see it. It's in the stuff. That's a handmade mug by her. A whole box of Twinings tea, some honey, and a nice gift basket. That's the third gift. So, again, if you share the podcast, you type shared in the comments, you'll be entered in the drawing towards the end of the podcast.
And if you're the first person, then choose that. And we got all these stuff.
Right, you get to whatever they particularly
want. We have a question from Pat, is wondering if she can buy it at your store, Pauline.
Yeah. The shit?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe that's what she's talking about. Yeah.
You sell a lot of bullshit, though.
I sell all kinds of shit. The shitload is.
That's the mother load package. Yeah. That's a great present.
Yes, it is. And it's all six flavors. So, and you can see there's bullshit.
Chicken shit, bullshit, aw shit, good shit. No shit and special shit.
Yep.
And now, Pauline, why don't you tell them who you were the model for this? For the package. That's Pauline.
Photoshop at its best.
There's Pauline right there. That's your backside.
Yep. So, anyways, you can get it in the shop and message me on Facebook if you're interested in prices. But we carry it all and I ship. Actually, Safathia has purchased that for a lot of very important people in the state through these hard times, and she's been.
If they're politicians, that they're used to a lot of slinging bullshit.
Well, I actually left a bottle of bullshit on her car, and said, "I know you put up with a lot, and I thought I'd add a little to your day." And she didn't stop laughing, so it was fun. You get a sack of shit to put it in. And
it's funny. I wonder if Facebook is just going to completely. Pat, you give it to me.
All right. I'm sorry. I don't know why I can't get it.
We were just saying when Joey did to watch the podcast this morning, I got a message from a woman in, it was either Montana or Minnesota, to have some shipped to her. So thanks, Joey. It's funny to see people all across the country watching Good Morning Gloucester. So
I wonder if it's not on. It has to be on the podcast.
Your link says Joey. The link says go to Joey's page. So I tried that and I'm not. But people are seeing it. So I'm having a little trouble.
I'll tell you what, while Joey's trying to work out these little things here, guys, here's an opportunity that if you send a stamped self-addressed envelope here to Joey. And I'll put this right up. Hopefully we can see that.
Yes, that looks good.
Okay, so you see someone wrote right there, and they put their address. And if you send this to them, what we will do is fill it out with one of these beautiful new stickers. And
good.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to open up one. And this
good morning, Mike. Good morning, Buzza. Good morning,
Buzza
Angela.
Hi. Oh, okay. Here we go. Vivian Walker from Delaware Avenue in Delhi, New York.
Paula Ryan O'Brien knows exactly where that is.
It's right next door.
Maybe it's a friend of hers. Probably a friend that is waiting for Paula to come out and podcast.
It's probably. So, Vivian, right now we're going to put the envelope, we're going to put it right in there, and it's going out in the mail. And let me check the other one here. And this is from, well, the last name is Belfurter from Bayer Drive, East Islip. No way. I'm from West Islip. I'm trying to lose the New York, but it's still there. But I'm from West Islip, East Islip, next town over. So we're going to open up their sticker, their letter.
Oh, I got it.
Angela Boudreau says, hello, Pauline.
Morning, Angela.
And, oh, it's got a sticky note. Let's see. Thank you. We have been vacationing at Good Harbor Beach for 27 years.
Wow.
I would love a bumper sticker. You know what?
That's awesome.
If she made it 28, we would send it, but it's only 27. Sorry.
I love it when the, I don't know why.
We'll send this right out to you.
I love it when the people, when they write little notes.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
I'm not able to do this for some reason. I'm going to have to give
Pauline, your friend Renee Nicastro is in my knitting group. Just love her, says Pat.
Okay, so we're going to get those right out.
We have a record.
Renee sent me a picture yesterday. She had green face for Halloween and all her grandchildren with her and a bright orange sweater and her face was all green. It was...
Are you guys Halloween people?
No,
okay, you're not. Are you?
Yes.
I can see you being a Halloween person.
Absolutely.
I can see Jim being a. I'm not a Halloween.
Although I'm all out of it this year. It's not happening this year. But for me, but even I don't even want to like do it this year. But typically, yes.
I see people that get really into the costumes, and I'm happy for them. I'm just not in the mood. Like I don't like. The whole getting dressed up thing and everything.
I agree.
I don't know what that is. I wonder what that chromosome is that makes you either like go all in on it or not.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about scary movies?
I hate scary movies.
You hate scary movies.
I don't
either. I don't like them.
You don't like them either.
Yeah. I'm not a big scary movie. But one year I was in Salem. I couldn't believe it. We were up there with the kids just walking a couple days before, and they were having the big event at the hotel at the Hawthorne, and people driving up in limos getting out, and the costumes were unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah, that's way too much work for one night for me.
You know, it's pretty funny. I know there's signs all over that says all activities in Salem canceled for October. I mean, they're trying to stop people from coming in, and we get it. But when I was looking at some of the TV shows and some of the newscasts, boy, there's still a fair amount of people that went. Now, granted, people live in the area; it's easy to get there. But
they closed down at 8 o'clock, and I'm trying to figure out what is after 8 o'clock. It becomes
I don't know. It was the news last night. It was he's right. It was like craziness of just considering it was supposed to be closed.
Well, it's scary because they're saying don't and. You know, some people are still kind of pushing the envelope and going that way. But as far as some of the costumes, I have to admit, probably the one that I saw the other day was a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Past students of ours. And boyfriend, girlfriend. He dressed up like all he had was a moon, a half moon costume. And she got one of those cow outfits. She's a pretty good athlete. So he sat there She jumped over the moon. And that was their thing. So I saw that. I saw that and I just went, okay. I mean, so getting to what Joey's saying, I don't know about the dress up. I think it's people finally get to get out there. And
yeah, my brother always loved Halloween party and he loved scaring the kids. And my kids loved it. I think after I got the kids all ready to go out, yeah, a glass of wine or just sit back. It's like, thank God that's over with.
Did you have many people come to the house?
I never have because I have a long driveway. And Essex Ave now is not the place you would walk. There's so much for traffic. So, but I know that some of the streets in Gloucester, Raynard Street, they ran out of candy early. They'd never seen. So I knew there were neighborhoods that really had a lot of kids in it, which is nice.
Did you know of anyone that actually had some of that newer, let's call it COVID Halloween stuff? Like I saw that they had like a gutter and they said, Happy Halloween, and they slid the candy down the gutter. No,
I didn't go out trick-or-treating.
Well, I thought maybe you would know someone that was setting
up. No, I saw a girl. She had a big bowl outside, but she was sitting next to it with her mask on. I think she just wanted to see the kids. So that was nice, but yeah, I don't know. That seemed like a lot of work to go through. I like that one about the big candy bars. The kid, did you see the Governor Baker had the young man that said if you gave big candy bars. And
I did see that, yes.
I thought, well, that's a good idea. Just give us bigger ones.
And yeah, lots of driveways with tables of candy, Kate says, which I think probably a really good idea. And yeah. I did see some pictures of that. And Michael Berglino comments that the moon was incredible last night, which it was.
It looked like daytime.
Stunning.
It was
so bright.
It was so cold. And then I think that probably helped keep a lot of the kids home.
Yeah.
It was icy out.
Right.
And then I got up this morning and the ice was all gone.
Yeah. Had more snow up here than we did in New York.
Yeah. Judy Kavanaugh Boucher says, I don't care for Halloween either or scary movies. And I would like to clarify that the kinds of scary movies that I like are the like understated ones, not the slash and, you know.
So she probably likes Hocus Pocus.
Oh, well, Hocus Pocus is in a kind of a different category. My favorite scary movie is Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. So that's like it's the threat is underlying and it's not a slash and drag thing.
She's not psycho.
More tension, just like tension building. Kind
right, of, right, right. Not blood.
So we walked through like our neighborhood. And this is what I'm not sure about. I am not sure there was a ton of little kids out in groups. And this is why I don't know. Normally I'm working on Halloween and I get home well after dark. So I don't really, I don't pay attention to how many kids are out walking.
Yep.
And because we had this huge hedge in front of our walkway, it was pretty imposing. So we didn't get, like last year or something, we didn't get more than like two or three little groups. But we saw a ton of groups of kids walking, especially down High Popples.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure if there more kids did Halloween trick-or-treating this year or if certain neighborhoods have like turnover and all of a sudden there's just a bunch of kids in that particular neighborhood.
Wow.
Or if it's because Kate's son is a trick-or-treater, so we know that so that it's more visible because you see these groups.
Yeah.
Or you're in that part of that those groups.
Ooh, Flowers in the Attic, that's a good one.
So what do you think? Your house is kind of pushed back.
I never haven't had trick-or-treaters. My kids we used to do the back roads and stuff. That's why I imagine the mayor's party was so nice because kids could go there safely. Essex Avenue isn't a place to.
No.
I actually got yelled at once for crossing in the crosswalk with my kids on Halloween. I was in a crosswalk and the guy stopped and screaming at me. I said, excuse me, I'm in a crosswalk.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we were walking and it was a full moon last night. So there was some light. But I could see, as we get older, and I don't know about you guys, but my eyesight at night is horrific. And no, because if kids are wearing all black.
Yep.
And as
I know, it's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
For me, it's scary.
Yeah.
Like, so when I am driving home from work on Halloween night, I am inching home, like inching, yep. because I want, like, it's scary. Because
they're running and they're trying to get into many homes as they can.
Yeah, they're jetting out. And, like, we were in a group and we're like, as many times as I said to these kids, car coming, get to the side, there's still kids like, no, 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 walking back and forth in front of the cars. And I'm like, and they're yelling at me for yelling at them. Like, I know there's a car coming, and while they're walking, like, you know, with their head up their ass across the street.
Did you think Halloween decorating was done this year?
I thought it was up.
I thought it was up, too.
In being really intense, really complicated, really, people put a lot of thought into it, and, you know, they didn't just slap a, you know, wreath on the door. It was more than that. It was, and where are you people all getting your skeletons? There's skeletons in yards.
Skeletons.
Everywhere.
There was a house on High Popples that had, like, really a phenomenal soundtrack. It was spooky. Spooky yes, soundtrack. And
glad they were stuff.
I know, right? Me too. But they had, like, the blow-up, lit-up things and the soundtrack. I would say one out of three houses were actually doing the candy thing. And there was none that we went to that actually handed the candy to the kids. It was all put on a basket, on a table in front of the house.
Did you see any of that slide or, they talk about people from their house putting on a slide and it slides down.
No, I didn't see any shoots.
I saw it on the news. They actually had some neighborhood stuff.
I can see if you're going to sit at your front door all night waiting for a kid to come having to shoot down candy.
Well, if you're an older woman or something like that, or man that doesn't have grandkids anymore, and you kind of want that interaction. Yeah. It's kind of sad. But the McCarthys, we went to the McCarthys. Charlene, because I know Chris didn't do this. Charlene had these boxes made up, little cardboard boxes, with a ton of candy inside, and it says "Happy Halloween" from the McCarthys. Printed, the whole box was printed. God only knows how much she spent. Congratulations to Charlene. It was really great.
Yes.
Excuse me, Katrina Haskell says she watched A Quiet Place last night. Katrina, is that a suspense movie, a scary movie? I'm not familiar with that. Do you know that A Quiet Place? Anybody movie?
I don't watch any scary movies.
All right. Well, I'm going to look at that one up. Thanks, really? Katrina, for the lead.
Grew up with Katrina. Katrina's Mickey's sister.
She's on my women.
Oh, yeah. She's the Essex Byways, right?
Yeah. She's.
I turn my volume down.
We have a lot of laughs together, Katrina and I.
Our whole family's full of.
We have record number shares so far, 16 shares, and we're 22 then. Minutes in. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a reflection
of. It's a reflection
of the
yeah, it's reflection of the.
So this isn't the prize. This is one of the prizes.
Yeah.
The highlight of the week for me was Red Rooster opening up. Little Red Rooster opening up.
It was been the week of Joey, and we had to have that.
They opened up on Saturday at noontime. Saturday's my day off. I told Kate specifically. Like, I want to leave the house at 11:30 because I want to be the first person there. And we got there. We were the first people to go inside the building for it. But they were – so – and this is very similar to Flip the Bird. They're really geared up to take the online orders. And they're really kind of pushing the whole takeout thing and delivery because they use a delivery service. Ordering it online, super simple, but I have to say, and I wrote this on the post. I was nervous because Flip the Bird is really, really good up in Beverly. Have you heard about it or been there?
No,
it's fantastic.
I think I would be with that kind of name.
You would think that Pauline would be naturally attracted there.
They have great swag, and their chicken is great. So I was nervous about. This one that is going to be a letdown. It was not a letdown. It's every bit as good as, if not a little bit better than Flip the Bird. And we just loved it. So here's my suggestion. They have, for $7.77, they have the classic what they call, and there's options. You can get a brioche bun, or you can get a pretzel bun.
Oh.
The brioche bun is ridiculous. What is
that?
What?
Sounds so good. Right now, why don't we have a tasting?
Well, we're going to have it. Jimmy and I are having it for lunch. I don't know if Pat's going to join us. Pat might be joining, but she doesn't like football. So, but the...
I guess I'll be going there solo.
Well, you can order the takeout. So they have, but they have like a bunch of different sauces. This is so we're gonna get it again today. It's gonna be my third day in a row getting it. And I've gotten the slaw, which is amazing, and the hot habanero, sweet habanero. I forget. There's a habanero sauce, and then they have an onion jam. And they have two different kinds of pickles, and I got the garlic dill. I would highly recommend that combination because it was phenomenal.
So it comes a chicken, is it a white chicken?
Chicken patty.
Patty.
Fried.
Okay.
Kind of like pounded flat. It's almost not really not because it's thicker. It's a big, it's a better portion that they give you.
So it's nice and plump.
It's plump. But it's not too plump that it's all chicken and you don't get the flavor of all the other stuff. You it's hitting you
all
these different things.
Yeah, it's a two-handed.
It's a two-handed.
Yeah, I would say it's like that.
That's a two-handed.
Like a large beef and bun roll. Okay, you know, not the small, not the junior, but the like a large beef and bun roll.
And I'm sure the pretzel's even bigger.
I haven't seen the pretzel roll.
Well, that's what I'm going to get today. You know,
so do you also have like lettuce and tomato? They have everything. You can just pick whatever you want to put on it.
So there was like, they had four or five suggested combinations.
Okay.
And I went right to, the first 2 days, I went right to what, like I'm building my own.
Yeah.
But they have suggested combinations. Today, that's what we're going to do.
So they may have a Joey.
Zach talked about reprinting all the menus and putting a Joey C on.
Yeah, I was going to say it would mean
it.
I mean, so they were slammed from our pimping them. They were absolutely
I love
slammed.
Zach. I worked with him on Tourism Commission.
Oh, really?
Yep, I've known Zach a long time. So I'll be down, Zach. Of course, I haven't been invited by these guys, so I will come solo. Maybe Glenn and I will come down.
Oh, you're welcome to join us for lunch and football. I don't know if that's your bag, but that's our bag.
Well, I like to watch football if I'm having something good to eat and drink. Maybe I'll bring Glenn down.
Yeah. And good company, so you'll have to bring Glenn.
We watch the games, though, so there's no bullshit going on. We watch the games.
That's true.
There's no bullshit on the chicken.
Actually, you know, we could, Jimmy, bring something. We'll do this today. We'll have this for our. This will be our little appetizer.
Okay.
Bring the sour cream and the thing.
You got a live stream down there while you're eating?
No. I have to work.
But what a good idea.
Well. I guess you just gave me my next segue.
Yeah, right.
You know about this? So we're doing our 450th.
Don't you follow the notes?
We're going to do our 450th on a Thursday night, live
Can I get a seat? Can I put the audience on there? Can I have a live audience in there?
You can be part of the audience. Absolutely, you can, yeah.
As long as you bring your own napkins.
Yeah.
And as long as you bring all the shit you want.
Oh,
absolutely, Connor. You can absolutely join up.
It's going to be phenomenal. So
that's awesome.
So we've been kicking it around for about a month now. Jimmy usually brings it up where we're going to do the 450th. And they actually gave me suggestions of people that are not like huge parts of the like our inner circle here.
Yeah.
I told them, are you out of your fucking minds? We've been to Bullport because Bullport is part of our inner circle.
Yeah.
We've been to places that like reach out to us and say, hey, when it's time for us to come up with a new product, I want you to come and try it. Just like you're here, right? Because you like donate to the cause, you're part of the inner circle. But we're not gonna go on a special 450th to some place that doesn't give shit to the crows. We're gonna go to a place that takes care of us.
And to see what it looks like in there. Is it separate from the back restaurant then?
Okay, so this is a great, she's a great guest.
She can read the notes.
So you're a great guest.
Thank you.
And the reason why is because when I posted about it, that it's at the former location of Minglewood Tavern.
Okay.
With a link to the Little Red Rooster website, this woman kept going sideways, like, where is it? And I'm like, okay, you can click the link to find out where it is.
Yeah.
I did say it's in the former location of Minglewood Tavern. People that know that Minglewood Tavern is different, has always been different than Minglewood. Than Minglewood. Like, the front part of the building was the tavern.
Yep.
And the backside was, what was Latitude?
Oh, Latitude 43.
Jesus, I've already forgot. It was Latitude. So to differ, just so everybody knows, Latitude, which is now Minglewood Harborside, is still Minglewood Harborside, serving their sushi, serving their regular menu.
Awesome stuff there.
And the Little Red Rooster is in the space former occupied, the front room closest to Roger Street, where the tavern was.
Yeah.
It's two kind of separate entities. Mm-hmm. They don't have booze there, so you have to be aware. They don't have booze there, and they don't want you. You can't go. The two places are separate,
right?
So you can't bring. They don't want you bringing booze from
Minglewood
Harborside into Little Red Rooster.
And there's not many table spaces in the Little Red Rooster.
Many.
It's pretty much, you know, we want you to grab it and go.
Order it. They really prefer you to order. So there's so many orders right now. They prefer you to order it online because they give you a time slot. Like, it'll be ready in this much time. So you're not going in there and sit.
Okay.
They have so many orders that
that's
they don't want
efficient.
You to have to go in and wait for 25 minutes or so. Because they're cooking it to order. They want it to be crispy and you have the best experience. So
nice.
It's really
so
really
they're good. Open for lunch.
Yeah. A 12 to 8:30.
Oh, nice.
12 to 8:30. Yeah.
Good job, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kitchen is huge too.
Well done, Zach. Can't wait to get down there.
A lot.
Yeah. So, Pat, you put a link to
I did.
Little mm-hmm. Red Rooster Glock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The signage is right on. And I knew about it before I heard about it from you because, and I thought they had a takeout window on the front, but the signage is awesome right on the front on the Roger Street side. You can't miss that.
So there is a takeout window there, but it's not operational yet. So I don't know when they're going to incorporate
that. Summer when people are out walking. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if there's a shutdown.
That too, yeah.
Because England, we just got the note that England voted to shut down for work, except for essential businesses and stuff like that, which is scary, very scary. But I think Germany is the same way. So we're probably headed that way.
Ireland, yeah.
Ireland too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, did we do a shout out? Like, did we tell people how they can get a sticker?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
Did they tell them how they can get it?
Did
you go through the whole thing with the
address? No. Sending that self addressed stamped envelope to 93.
You send a self stamp addressed envelope to 95 East Main Street, Gloucester, Mass., and we will send back one of the die cut GMG stickers.
Yep.
But 95 East Main Street, Gloucester, Mass., address it to GMG Media, and we'll put a – I'm not addressing it for you. I'm not putting a stamp on it for you, but we will provide one of the killer stickers that Manny Simos helped pay for. So there's that. Pauline, let's get to you. You have a new initiative. You always have an initiative, it seems. Do you go into – so you're a creative.
I try to be.
You're a creative.
I am.
You're one of those type of people. You're like me.
Yes.
Do you go into depression?
That's why we get along, you know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Do
we both don't like Halloween.
Do you go into depression mode if you or semi? Do you kind of go into a funk if you don't have an initiative?
No, I think I use it for time to think of some other way to help.
But thinking of doing that is being is part of it.
Yeah, I love to help people like you are, and I like to think of new ways to reinvent things for people to love about our city or our community or help out. So, I don't know, I think I've always been that way. I like thinking up new ideas to help fellow business people in the community, and I think people appreciate it most of the time. And if they don't, I ain't helping him again.
There you go. I know. That's the way
you know.
Yeah,
you've always been that way. And
yeah, if a little bit, it will come back to you tenfold. If you like help us out a little bit, like I always go back to like these people that like reach out to us and help us out and share these things, and like that's gonna come back to them tenfold. A lot of people don't get it. But whatever.
There's a lot of people that are real good about saying, you know what you need to do.
Yeah. They don't do it. They're not doers.
You know what you need to do. And I'm like, yeah. I'm doing what I need to do now. What can you do to help?
Right. Yeah.
And you know, so the initiative.
The latest initiative.
I've done this for, this will be
the third year. This is long term. Yeah.
We do women to women donation drive. So I've always worked with the Veterans Office and I love donating over the years. At Christmas, they do boxes to the overseas to women, to military in the service. And I always geared towards women because I can't imagine having my daughter over there and not having a way to get product to her.
Mm-hmm.
So Operation Troop Support in Danvers ships 150 boxes a week before COVID happened. And I always donated women's products. And I said, we are now the Women Byway. I'd like to do this with my fellow business women, and we started doing boxes in our shops. So COVID hits, and I was going to do a event in March at the Elks, and that got canceled. But I called Dick Moody last week and said, I'd like to restart the women drive. He said, Paul, you called at the perfect time. I was just going to call you and ask if you were going to collect again. We really need women's. We need product, any product, but we loved what you did for us, and we'd love for you to do it again. He said, we are hearing more and more from our troops overseas how much they miss the boxes and how much their families are being stressed by not being able to get boxes out to them. The cost of shipping is expensive. And, of course, I started to cry. I tend to do that a lot, you know.
Very emotional.
I am, because I care so much about these young people over there and what they do. So, anyways, we're doing now, we are collecting women's bras, underwear, all new products, socks.
Don't give any soiled underwear.
Yeah.
We don't want any soiled underwear.
No.
Well, maybe someone's into that.
No, I don't think they are.
I don't think so either, Polly.
There's some freaky people out there.
And we are looking for tank tops or t-shirts. Joey donated. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
High quality.
Thank you.
Next level. We all use next level. That's
and
the best
this covers just a small part of me. But anyways, and you know what else, which are great? The girls from We're All in This Together came in yesterday. Can you see the bag? Is that showing up?
Crystal, Michelle, and
Leah Vasco. When they started this, and We're All in This Together, I had made some donations of shit. We always get back to that shit here. And they came in yesterday and kicked off the donations with two bags full of stuff. So thank you to them.
Awesome.
They also like single serving, anything, whether it's fruit, anything that doesn't have to be refrigerated that they eat right away.
Okay.
And they,
I wouldn't have thought of that. So good.
So anything like this, or the little fruit packs, or protein bars, or granola bars, things that they can eat and open up. They really, and this can be men and women, but the women's products, any hygiene products, tampons, pads, all that. We love those donations. Bras, underwear, as V. Ciparini said, at the end of the day, they still like to feel like a woman, and they want to feel pretty, even underneath after a day in the desert. So it has been successful. I think we have collected almost 1,000 pounds in our collections over the last 3 years. And we are...
Sports bras.
Any bras, any sizes, underwear, socks, women's, this all came from the, any kind of socks, because they go through a ton of socks. They do a lot of walking and marching and everything.
Pants.
And underwear.
Underwear.
We're trying to stay away from any of the,
used ones.
That too. And I don't model. whatever.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
And any type of underwear. We're not really looking at the thongs so much because I don't think that'd be that comfortable.
You know, some women say that some women say a thong is not uncomfortable for them. I don't know how the logistics work, but
I don't know how it would be with the fatigues and stuff marching. But anyways, we don't say no to.
Did you orate the link?
Did I what?
Did you say the link?
Oh.
Did you?
So you can, Pauline's gift shop, Pauline's. On Facebook, you can contact me through there. I'm taking donations in the shop when I'm open, or you can email me or message me at Facebook, and I can meet you at the shop. I live next door, and I'm happy to come down if you have product. We've had church groups donate items, which thankfully, and I'd like to also ask if you have business people or anyone, it's just under $20 to ship a box. Their donations are way down for money right now to it, Operation Troop Support. So we are looking, if we can pay to ship the boxes that they're going to, of the donations we get, we're happy to take that. You make the checks out to Operation Troop Support. I don't take any kind of money. I don't want any money with me. It's all through them. They are a charity, 501.
Now, when you're saying the boxes, is there someone to help? I mean, can someone go and buy a bunch of postal boxes and bring them to you, or how does that work out?
They pack them in the
priority ones.
Yeah, flat rate postal. I think it's $19 and change, and they pack them up there. If you go to OperationTroopSupport.org, there's all the information on there, and when they have a packing event, they are looking for volunteers to come up and help pack. Which is a wonderful way to meet people. It is in Danvers. Dick Moody is a sweetheart, wonderful guy. Lucia Romero, V. Cibrini, and I will bring all of the donations up when this will run for 2 weeks. I'll run this to the 14th because I want them to have the stuff.
If you need to borrow my truck, you can borrow my truck.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, sometimes.
Thank you. It's so nice. And we'll take pictures up there when we deliver so people can see. But it's it has been the best thing I've ever done. I don't know anybody that gets the products, but that makes it even better. Mm-hmm. You know, at Christmas, there are people overseas that are opening up gifts from home. So
so when it goes over there, are they targeted to people from Massachusetts? Or is it just anyone?
It's to certain groups at different parts of the that are serving over there. In Dick Moody has groups, or you call it platoons or whatever, that they will ship and they earmark to each group.
And we have a reminder from Jay not to try to avoid sending things like granola bars that have chocolate on them because they might get melty before they can be received.
Thank you, Jay.
At the other end. So
yeah. No, we like the single servings, and like you were saying, the fruit and things that, you know, will last, that they don't have to, and they can eat right away, and they can just, you know, protein bars and stuff, they don't need the chocolate, you're totally right.
Yeah.
But, it's been a great partnership with the Operation Troop Support, and I'm thrilled with the amount of donations are given.
Yeah.
It's really... When you go and shop, I had women come in the store that have donated over the years. And some of the women say, I was thinking of just sending a check. But then I thought, I could get off my butt and get in the store and,
you know,
pick out things.
There is something, when we had fewer, when we got to the stage in our lives when we had fewer kids to buy, let's say, Christmas presents for, I found it very satisfying to go and adopt, you know, do one of those adopt-a-family things.
Yeah.
And to me, that was... I found that very satisfying.
Yeah, and the Elks.
So that kind of thing is. Yep. And I think they're doing it at the Elks this year, too.
Sure, they have the Giving Tree. We believe in all that.
And Katrina says she'll have a donation box at the Essex Exchange today.
Thank you very much, Katrina.
That's great.
Awesome.
We just switched gears just a second since we have you, Pauline. Can you give us any updates or any how the flags went this year? Because there's a lot of talk about are we going to still do it? Because I know he wants to retire. God bless his soul. And, you know, and everybody wants to do things. Is there any update you can do that? Because I'm sure people are thinking about the flag since you're talking about so many things.
So we are planning to do them again next year. And hopefully Ringo said he wants to, he himself wants to continue right up to the 400th.
Thank you, Ringo.
Bless him.
Thank you, Ringo.
Yeah, thank you. And I have flags right now. I just did a video to let people know that we have some in stock. Valley Forge is where I get the flags from. They are not even in production this because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But I had bought quite a few before the beginning of the year. So we have some in the store that a lot of people do for Christmas gifts. We will put them up again next year. There will be a lot of new ones next year. Ringo said a lot of them this year were have to be replaced. So, we're gonna do them again. I mean, I have the easy part. Ringo's the one that does all the labor.
Well, shout out to Ringo. Thank you, Ringo.
Thanks, Ringo. And he's doing good. He's he just came in the other day, and we did a photo together. And both of us are committed till 2023 to do this together, and with all his volunteers. He has amazing volunteers. And like I said, we sell a lot of them. We donate a lot of them in the store. So I do have them. I do have some. I probably have around 60 left in the store right now that they'll be gone by the end of this year. And hopefully they'll be up next year because he's, like I said, a lot of them.
Are there some names? Is there people that can come to you with some names still?
I just emailed someone today. She's from out of state. All you have to do is you can email me or message me through Facebook. It's a $25 donation for a flag. If you want a name on it and you don't want to come in the store or you're not a local, just send the check to Pauline's Gifts with the information of what you want me to put on the flag and enclose your email address. And I will email you a photo of the completed flag if you're not in the area. If you're in the area, come in the store. I'm open Tuesday through Saturday. And I'm happy to put whatever you need on the flag. But like I said, Ringo and I both committed to continue this till the 400th. He and I both. We've made that pact. And after that, there's no reason why it can't continue as long as there's volunteers to do it. But he and I will be part of it until then. As we are the Magnolia one. I did all the flags on the pier this year. They got all of those from me. So, that's another joy. I mean, I've been doing this with Ringo. He's been doing it since September 11, 2001. I've been doing it for the past, this will be my seventh year helping him.
Ringo's the one that always gives back. Like
he is. And his crew. He is so much fun to work with. And I always say, all right, picture time. Come on, we got the people want to see you. And we just did a picture together. There was a gentleman in Rockport. He's a veteran, and he was having an issue trying to get his American flag up on his condo in Rockport. So he said to me, you know, Adam actually sent him to me. Make a long story short, Ringo just did one of his poles that are down at the for him. I donated the flag. Ringo put it on a pole, and we gave this to this gentleman because some of the residents were saying, oh, that the thing is going to break off, and it's going to spear and kill somebody. I'm like, oh. And Ringo stepped down the boulevard, if you know, the winds are so strong.
Yeah.
Nothing, they might tip a little, but they never come off. They never bend.
Seen one. No. Yeah. No. No, never seen that.
So he brought one up the other day. We took a photo with it and we donated to this guy. The guy goes, well, I pay for it.
So
you make a donation to the Gloucester Fund. Put the boulevard flags in the
memo
message,
line.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Memo area. And that goes to buying all the poles because that's separate. I mean, the poles Ringo gets, he does, we do the tops on the poles. It's the rings that the flags, that's all separate. That all takes mm-hmm. money.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. When you donate to the Gloucester Fund, do you get a receipt so you can use it for taxes?
I think your check is your receipt.
Your mm-hmm. check is your receipt. Okay,
yeah.
So people should know
yes.
that if you donate.
Yes.
That's money that it's not like the full amount that you're donating if you have a financial gain.
Yes.
Or
It's a charity, and they do the fireworks through there, and they actually have a website. The Gloucester Fund is a website, so you can find that.
Probably .org, but Pat will find it and put a link there.
But that's another way, people. If you want to just donate money to help with the polls and all that, donate to the Gloucester Fund. And sometimes Ringo will have extra, and he'll buy some flags, and we put local veterans' names. We've done that before, and
nice.
He's amazing. It's just so much fun to work with him. So
Safathia is commenting that you also donated pin flags to volunteers at City Hall, which I'm wearing mine right now. It's a beautiful pin.
You can highlight that comment, and right, Pat?
It is
nice.
And also,
Safathia.
Good morning. And that she had sent a. She loves the box of shit that she sent to Governor LG and Mayor Rivera because
Lieutenant.
In the beginning, that's what I thought. Lieutenant
she
Governor.
She sent one to the governor, to the lieutenant.
Because they
governor.
Get the most BS. So he sent the box with the bags that say bag of shit, and they loved it. Bullshit spice is great.
That is fantastic. Can you do a rundown of people that have joined us?
Yeah, well, we have Safathia, as I just mentioned, J.T. Ho, Katrina Haskell, hi, Grace Miller, Joanne, we saw her before, I think, Cassia, again, you're trying to torture me with these names, Annie Roshan, Lucia Amaro, Linda,
Lucia.
It's the Italian in me that wants to do the, Linda DeGangi,
she's up.
Eileen Kelly. Thank you, Eileen.
You got that one.
Yeah, I got that one. Muffy, Muffy Lake White. Hi, Muffy. Carol Mondello. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Those are the newer
Captain
ones.
Captain Pete's 70th birthday this past week.
Yes.
2 days before me, yeah.
Happy birthday, Captain Pete.
So Pete's sister, Cindy, she's married to Marty Balcom.
Yeah.
I went to high school with her. We got in a little bit of trouble in Paris.
Oh. What kind of trouble?
Cindy
got in trouble. I just had to bail her out, but
did
that
you
was
have
a
to
long
literally
time.
Bail her out?
Pretty much. You know what? It was a whole group from St. Peter's Church.
We had
a nice hotel. The only problem was in the hotel there was an all boys school.
Oh, trouble.
Yeah, that was Cindy was in trouble.
Okay, let's change that.
But Nina, it was fun trouble.
Wow.
Nina is wondering if you have ever submitted a request to the Gloucester CPA grants to create a flag fund for a period of years, say 25 years. Something to think about, I guess,
done,
right?
And how about Awesome Gloucester? Have you ever done Awesome Gloucester? Have you ever done the Awesome Gloucester?
No. I think if it came to the point that we didn't, we have a huge amount of donated flags right now. Okay. So
that's excellent.
So you're in good shape. So
yeah,
not to take away from some other
mm-hmm.
thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People like them, since we put the names on them, it is, you know, there were 3 to 4 year wait.
Wow.
Now we're getting towards the end. We're ready to, I think I've gone through in the past 7 years that I've been doing this with Ringo. We've done over 700.
I think ours should be coming up soon. Yeah. You said, I think you said 4 years to me at the time, and it was.
He's got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
So those will be new ones. And I know that over the years, I don't know how long they're going to last. We don't know if they're going
right.
to be there.
You don't know what kind of year it's going to be. Right.
It depends on the weather. But thank you. That's a nice idea. But there are a lot of charities out there that could use that money, I'm sure, until
mm-hmm.
we don't get the.
I'm going to give a last call right now. For people to share the podcast.
We're up to 19.
Well, 19. And there's
it's
three,
awesome.
There's 3 awesome gifts.
Right.
We got it.
So we're going to go over it one more time. Pauline donated the dipshit. That's one of the gifts. We have the Cape Ann Museum donated a year membership to the Cape Ann Museum.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Nina Goodick donated this basket with honey. Twinnings tea, herbal tea, and one of her mugs from her Anasquam River Pottery, which is Nina's company. So if you share the podcast and you type shared, you'll be entered to win one of those gifts, and you have to pick it up within a week or it goes back in the prize pack. And the first people that win and respond get the order of picking those gifts. So there's all that. So stick with us, because we're gonna pick it. We're gonna get it just a little bit. We're gonna pick it.
We have a the TV 60, you know, with Jim Capello. It's gonna be this. We have a game this Thursday, field hockey game.
Oh, cool!
So I can't wait for that.
Cape Ann Live.
So yeah. Jimmy's been asked to do color commentary for the field hockey.
Well, it's their show. I'm just gonna come in and basically explain some of the field hockey stuff and work on some things that
I listen to. Lisa Olson and Jim Capello. Well, Jim's not doing commentating.
No, he's
the cameraman. Right. He's doing a phenomenal job with that.
Lisa
knows all the players' names.
Oh, she's
but you do have a huge knowledge of field hockey. And when I listen to your broadcast, like, I don't know anything about it, but I picked up a tremendous amount, and you kept that feed really engaging the whole time.
Well, you know, 30 years I was doing field hockey, and there were so many parents to this day still don't understand, and the rules are constantly changing to try and make people understand, but I don't think they're really working that hard to help the parent, you know. So it was fun for me to kind of give back. That's what I enjoyed. I enjoyed giving
great.
Back.
It was great. So that's Thursday?
We are scheduled for Thursday. Okay. You know, I mean, you know, you got weather related, and Brian's always talking about massive changes with sports schedules.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. But
Jim Capello usually sends us
right.
a press release a couple of days ahead of time. We usually put that up. And then as soon as I see that it's going live, then I put the thing on the blog, so you can look for it on Good Morning Gloucester. You can also go to Cape Ann Live. That's where it's.
Is this the beginning of the season?
Oh no, this is. It's getting near toward the tail end.
It is. How are they doing this year?
The field hockey team, the Gloucester team is. You know, they're a very, very talented team. There's a lot of different squads out there that are. Perennial.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's pretty soon some of their seniors are going to be graduated. I think the whole key is not the question of how everyone's doing, it's the fact that they can. So many sports couldn't. Yeah. They're getting bumped to maybe the spring or pre-spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just that they can get out there and play and doing stuff is just great that we can do that.
Isn't that beautiful field?
Michael Berlino says the rules are difficult to understand, which he's got a good point. So it's good to it's good to have that. And thank you, Safathia, for the nice comment.
Anything else? Anybody have any questions?
We are up to 21 shares.
I love it. I went to iPosi Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Kate took me to iPosi, which I've been talking about it probably incessantly. But it so I said Lillian LaGrasso. Yeah. She had a comment like, what, you know, where's a good place to eat outside of Gloucester, upscale restaurant on the North Shore? And I suggested iPosi. Everybody, a lot of people said Palana, but iPosi is a little known place in Danvers Square, and I hadn't been there for probably 6 months or so. And it lived up to the hype. It's the place that Tani is the chef, is a one-man show out back there. And his wife is running the front of the house. And if you haven't been there, you have to go. It's really something else. My art show is at Cape Ann.
Yes, it is.
It looks awesome. We went in there this morning. It looks great.
So I selecting the images, I kept some of my favorites that people always seem to like gravitate towards, like that train station one,
mm-hmm.
and a couple other ones. But there's some familiarity there if you've seen my work in the past, but there's some all brand new images.
We had to elbow an old lady out of the way to.
I have one in my house.
You do?
I have one of yours.
Did you come from did you go to the show?
Show it.
Yeah. I have one.
So where did you get them framed?
So Jimmy and James Eves and Anna Eves.
Are they framing too over there?
No, but they ordered. See, they're really kind of full service framing. They don't really want to frame, but I have the I got these. I love the idea of having let people have the option to do their own frame. But these frames that we got, they're called clip frames, and they're non-reflective, which to me is super important because I've bought art in the past that has a reflective glass on it.
Yes.
And what I have one in my house right now, the tuna tail from Joe Fish. Right. Joe, and 90% of the day, if there's sunlight, I can't see half of the tail because it's all you're seeing is the reflection from outside. These are all non-reflective frames that let you maximize the width of the actual image. And there's harsh light coming in Cape Van Coffees. So with the
a lot of it,
which is it's nice because it's a nice, bright, airy place. It's a beautiful space. But if it had reflective like glass on it, then you would be like that would be a problem. So I love the frames. I love the images. I'm super proud of the work. So you can buy it framed, ready to hang on your wall for $150. I was selling prints for $125. So if anybody knows anything about framing nowadays, frame like you buy a print someplace and then like you go get it framed and it costs you more.
Yeah, I hate to tell you what I loved yours. I have it framed in my house.
I'm telling you, that's why I did
that. That's an excellent deal.
Right, right.
It's an awesome deal.
Right, because you can pay $150 to $175 for a frame like that.
Easy.
And this way here, you have $150 included.
It's already. It's a great gift.
Yeah.
They did a great job down at Cape Van Coffee, the setup, Joey. I know you did a time lapse, really quick time lapse with Kate's help to put that together. But it's a perfect spot. It's right all together on one wall there.
There's three walls that they're hanging out, but I only did the time lapse on one.
And they are, if you're sitting there, if you're lucky enough to sit inside and have a spot there, remember, there's not much these days on the inside seating, but if you're lucky enough to go in there, perfect spot. Or if you're getting things to go there, you still have to wait in a certain area. It's right there to look at. So it's in a great spot. And it's good to look at.
I miss going in and sitting down.
Yeah.
You can sit there.
Their tables are still there.
Yeah, they did feel like half the number, but
time. We used to sit there and see everybody. Kibitz. I love that. Yeah,
big Kibitz spot.
And they always were the nicest to let you do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're super sweet. Dorothea and Rick Noonan just...
Yeah.
They're people that do a ton of stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But they don't like talk about it.
I agree.
And Rick Noonan is, I say this to everyone, he's sneaky, one of the funniest guys you'd ever want to meet.
I hope you get him
at the
drive-up.
You had dinner with him.
Yeah. If you get him at the drive-up,
there's always a story.
He's always really good. He's the type. He'll make you want to circle the building and get something else.
I was bummed out because for the night that we had, the dinners that we had, I wasn't sitting at his table. And I would have loved to hang out with him.
Well, we saw you sitting over there leaning over and listening to some of our stories.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to do the drawing.
Okay. Sounds good. We're up to 21.
All right, we're up to 21.
Not too much older than me.
That's right.
So for everyone that's still with us that put their names in, the way I'm going to call the first name, if you respond immediately with which gift you want, you're going to get that gift. And you have to pick it up within
That worked out really well last
before
week.
The podcast next Sunday, you have to come down to Captain Joe's and pick it up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got to get my random generator number set up here.
Okay, Pauline, you're telling everybody what you're looking at here because making sure he's not pulling
another. No. It's to 21. So there's no one has done it right now, right?
Correct. I'm watching and monitoring.
No one's done it. Okay, so 1 to 21. All right, we're right there. This is not going to be the roll,
right?
Because
somehow the first one always.
The first one thing there. But this is not the roll. I'm just going like this. Oh, it would have worked. Okay, this one that's coming up, we're going to do it live on there. Let me get in front of the camera.
All right.
Yeah. All right, this is going to be the roll. So for the people that win, get ready on your keyboard. And you, if you're the first one picked, you get a little head start. So Here we go. And shake. Wow, number one.
I have Pauline.
Pauline, you're number one.
I'm going to take this.
You get to.
Okay.
So you really hit the nail on the head. So that one's off the
dipshit and the basket.
This one.
The dipshit and the basket is still available. The Cape thank you to Cape Ann Museum for the donation of a year long gift. All right, here's for number two. Number nine
is Connor McCarthy.
Oh my God, the McCarthys.
Oh.
The fix is in, the McCarthys.
Connor. I bet we lost Connor.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Okay, number three. So we got to keep an eye on the comments to see if he responds. Yep. Number eight.
Ed Collard again.
Ed Collard,
like last week. He's a lucky guy.
All right. Next week, Safate, we're going to use your Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate next week.
And I'll come pick it up.
And Pat will pick it up. All right, we're going to give it like a few minutes here. Connor says he wants the pottery. So that means Ed Collard gets the...
Dipshit.
Ed Collard gets the dipshit.
No comment on that. He's just...
Connor, you're with us. That's awesome.
I wish he was sitting here with us.
I know. You know what?
He's funny.
I thought to myself, and I think I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to invite people behind the scenes, and I'm going to have a special surprise, like guest from the past that hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring them on the screen, from a remote.
And Ed is here as well.
Ed is where?
Ed is responding. Ed Collard.
Oh, so Ed's getting the shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Katrina says she's going to donate too. So let us know, Katrina, and someone will pick it up. Where's Katrina's store?
I'm going to see Katrina's Essex Exchange on the byway. Mm-hmm. But I'll see her today. I'm going over. We're going to do a little filming. So we're working on doing a online marketplace for the holidays.
That's great.
Sitting here, I'm always doing this.
Ed is donating the dipshit to Jim.
Jimmy! Right. This is awesome because we're going to have it for lunch today.
That worked out very well, Ed.
It goes to Joey.
Well, no, indirectly, because I'm not involved in the thing. We always say that. Everybody else can win for me.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, that's awesome. Lunchtime. We're gonna do the lot. Oh, so if you come back around lunch, we're gonna order from Little Red Rooster, and we're gonna do a little mini opening unboxing of the Little Red Rooster, and we'll put it in front of the camera.
I love when you do that.
Yeah. We're gonna do that around.
We're gonna do that.
We'll probably be back around. Well, we can order at 12. By the time you get back here, probably around 12:30. We're gonna come back. And we're gonna do another live kind of unboxing of the Little Red Rooster.
Sure.
All right.
Hey, I want to say definitely, folks, you got to get some shit makes you happy.
This is a tremendous gift for the holidays, for the barbecue person in your life.
Yeah. We have bullshit, and I'm telling you, it is.
Yeah. I've been slinging a lot of it lately, but you have to come out. If you come to the store, maybe you'll come the day we have some construction going on. The new house will be here pretty soon. I think that would be while it's being dropped.
Oh, you got to do a time lapse. I can teach you how to do a time lapse.
All right.
You need a tripod. Do you have a tripod?
Yes.
Okay. If you have a tripod, I can teach you how to do it. And what do you have, an iPhone or Android phone?
Yeah, iPhone.
Okay.
Right. Now that you're an iPhone lover.
It's the easiest way to do it.
I have to add all that from the trees to the tear down.
Well, that's a different type of timer. I was going to say you can set it up to take like a picture every minute. So you would see the whole house going bing, 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 bing. Because how many days did they say it's going to take to erect the structure, the main structure?
We're having a modular.
I understand, but the whole house doesn't come at once. They have to put it together. So how long to put the pieces together?
No, it's coming in boxes. It comes in one floor.
Oh, well, right. But there's probably like four pieces or three pieces.
It's
not coming one piece.
I think it's coming three boxes.
So three parts.
Yeah, three. And then Grand's Garage is separate. I don't know. I haven't seen one done for a while. My dad's house came in three sections and they just plopped them right on the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could do a time lapse of that, and it would look really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm all about like construction time lapses.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
It's quite a big event for us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I think you're crazy. Just the two of you building a monster house.
No, it's small.
Oh, how big is it? It's, how many square feet? Well, the garage is probably bigger than the living space for Glenn. Right.
Yeah, the house is only it's a one level ranch, 58 feet long.
That's good size, though.
Yeah, it's three bedroom, three bath, but it's all one level.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and a nice sunroom. And then Glenn's garage is enough for six cars.
Yeah, small, it's tiny.
Tiny garage. It's going to have lifts. That's what Dan Aparo is saying to Glenn. I don't know. We got to make sure the floor can handle the lifts. Glenn goes, oh, these are new lifts, and
six be cars. Able to,
that, I think more men are going to come and look at the garage and see how this is
I'm
done.
I'm starting to go, my spidey sense is moving up
here. I want to do a shout out to Susan Lipset. We haven't talked about
her. Oh, we
haven't.
Heard from Susan.
We miss Susan. We haven't seen her much. Pat, you can stop this feed now. If you know, do you know where to go up on the top?
Finish.
It's an orange button, I believe.
Do you need me to
plug right there, yeah. And there'll be a confirm button you have to hit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, don't stop.
Stopping.
Okay, Jimmy. You
thank
get
you, Lois.
You gotta get.
It's great to see you last week.
I'm gonna adjust this for you, Jimmy. Okay, hold on a second. This is how I like it, right here. All right, go ahead. This is perfect. No, it's perfect. You gotta look into the camera.
I'm.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, no piping plovers were harmed in the making of today's podcast. Thank you.